Just like that, we're staying busy on a Thursday morning at the Smith & Wesson booth at the 2018 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center. This time, my guest is Jerry Zlotkowski. He is my man on the street, my everyday man correspondent. I introduced you to him last year on the podcast. He's with me again with some of the things that he's found around the SHOT Show that we haven't been able to scour the floor. Jerry's everywhere at this thing. Jerry, welcome.
Morning, John. Nice seeing you again. Thanks for having me.
As always.
It's a privilege. Well, you know, there's so many things to be excited for, and it really has always amazed me, as we've talked about in the past, just the continuous innovation that, you know, so many great minds can come up with so many great things. Just when we think we can't improve on something, you know, you can become less cynical automatically when you see all the new fantastic stuff.
Yep.
I'm excited about a couple of different things.
Get that a little closer. There you go.
A little closer? Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
I'm excited about a couple of different things. Most exciting thing for me is because, I mean, who's not a Clint Eastwood fan?
Right.
I mean, really. So, a joint venture between Excel Industries and the new Automag company. I'm going to hand you this.
Yep, I'll show the people.
My biggest surprise, I've been waiting 20 years for a new production Automag.
How cool is that?
Done on original AMT tooling. Company in South Carolina, the new Automag Corporation, had purchased all the tooling and the remaining frames, parts, and everything from the Sanford family.
Yep.
And they have now put into production different models of the original 44 Automag. What we have there is the Classic Edition, which the people just saw. This is the flyer that they're giving out at the booth. And they also have what's called the Founders Edition. Anybody that wants to see that, there's one down display. Highly polished stainless, G10 grips, wood, okay? Done exactly the same way it was done when Harry Sanford at Arcadia Machine and Tool in El Monte, California was doing. And so what we have is available in 44 Automag pistol. Starline Brass created, I believe it was about 1 million rounds of raw brass. The ammunition is being commercially loaded.
There you go.
The ammunition will be available. A edition in 357 Automag pistol will be available later this year. And there was a prototype downstairs in 45 Winchester bag.
Cool.
Yes. I handled all of them. One of the things that, you know, any Automag fanatic or owner knows that there were some longstanding issues with the original design just because we didn't have the type of machining that was needed to really complete the job and make the gun reliable because it is, you know, a gas system. They have now addressed all those issues, and anybody that wants to send in an old-style Automag, they will actually correct those issues for you without impinging on the original value.
Neat.
Just because it's, I would qualify the gun as what I like to call a resto mod. It gives the appearance of the old stuff while using the modern technology for the manufacturing part and making the gun safe, reliable, and, you know, that everybody can enjoy for a long time. Heirloom quality work. I mean, it's an absolute work of art. New magazines that are backwards compatible, 7 rounds plus 1 in 44 Automag.
Right.
It's a joint venture, as I said before, in the new Automag company. 6.5-inch and 8.5-inch barrels are offered right now.
Sure.
Available in a variety of finishes. Polished stainless. You have the matte stainless, and you also have matte black.
Cool.
All right. They have a gold-plated one as a display.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, why wouldn't they? I mean, it's just cool to look at, and I was standing there, and the owner of the company, he said, "You can't really believe you're holding that in your hand, can you?" I'm like, "No, I really can't." It's really great. Suggested retail on the Classic Edition, about $3,500.
Okay.
It's a custom piece, though, and they're making them one at a time.
Sure.
So next on the hit parade is something that I have been excited about, the Sig Sauer P365.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, for everybody out there seeing and listening, classically the SHOT Show, and you and Jim have known this for years, everything was always a big secret. You know, nobody knew anything, and anybody that did know anything couldn't say until the show.
Right.
Well, Sig has kind of got the drop on everybody with this one. The P365, 9mm, double stack, 10-round magazine for concealed carry. I got my hands on it, and I'm really impressed.
I am, too.
I think that that's going to be one of these game-changer type guns. Typical SIG engineering and quality, can't go wrong with it. Striker Fire 10 plus 1 has a 12 round magazine as an option.
Yep.
And same width as other single stack guns of the same class and size of other manufacturers. comes out of the box with night sights.
Yep.
Out of the box with night sights, two magazines, one, you know, both 10-rounders. The magazine technology, I believe they have a patent pending just on that alone. Mm-hmm. And it's a full product launch. So the full product launch is going to be there because all the other accessories, all right, your ammunition, extra magazines, holsters, are all going to be part of the deal.
Awesome.
Suggested retail on that one is going to be $599.
Yep.
So street price, we should expect less. It does have a proprietary rail on it. I do know that they're going to be rolling out some other accessories as far as, you know, putting things on the proprietary rail, lights, mm-hmm. lasers, and so on. Mm-hmm. And the other one thing was that, like SIG's other polymer pistols, fire control group that's removable is the serial numbered part, which
yep.
leaves the question open, maybe there might be some different grip options later
right.
on down the road.
Right.
So that's SIG Sauer so far. And also, as I was walking out of there, they have a new MCX upper. It's called the One Stamp.
Okay.
Now, they admitted, John Hollister said, you know, we're not the first ones to do this, but this is just our take on it.
Right.
The MCX upper being different than any regular AR upper because it's gas piston, you know, gas piston system. It is a 6 3/4-inch barrel. This one is in 300 blackout for now, but a 223.556 version will be coming later this year.
Right.
Has a 6.5-inch barrel, and it has a 19-baffle titanium suppressor permanently attached, pinned, and welded, so now you only pay one tax stamp because technically you don't have an SBR anymore.
Right.
It's a drop-in, you know, it's a drop-in upper. Put it on any AR lower, or if you have an MCX lower, you can put it on that. And they are also including their match trigger and the rail adapter, since the MCX upper does not use a standard buffer tube.
Right.
So, short stroke piston system. It's a completely railed upper, so you can put any accessory that you want, light, laser, bipod, whatever the case may be. Suggested retail, about $2,600.
That's a pretty neat little setup. And I tell you this, SIG Sauer is definitely leveraging all of the companies that they brought together under their banner and using all of that technology in a state-of-the-art facility up in the Northeast to create these new things. And honestly, back to the 365, it was the gun that I came here really not wanting to like. And I got my hands on it, and I manipulated it a little bit, and I spoke with Phil Strader a little bit about the gun and its development, and I'm genuinely taken. It's really, really nice.
I mean, it's hard not to be impressed when somebody really takes a risk, considering the amount of money, tooling, research, and development that goes into projects like this.
Sure.
And then, hey, out of the park it went.
Yep.
And there were 10 people deep at that display all day, every day so far this week.
Yep.
Generated a lot of interest, and rightfully so. It's nice to see a good company that stands behind their stuff do well with something at a product launch.
Yep, for sure.
American Tactical Imports. ATI had a 410 shotgun AR platform. They have another one now. Mm-hmm. This one, it's called the ATI Omni Max. All right. 2.5-inch 410 shot shells. They guarantee that this will be something that will be able to chamber and the action will cycle when it comes to light birdshot loads all the way up to buckshot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 2.5-inch only.
Mm-hmm.
Uses a proprietary magazine, but it uses a mil-spec AR lower.
Cool.
So you can buy just the upper, but complete units are going to be somewhere around 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think there's a use for 410 shotgun. I mean, they're just fun anyway.
Yeah, sure.
And so, but birdshot the slugs. You could buy the upper only. And again, you can use any mil-spec lower. Do not need to change out your fire control group, your safeties, or anything. It's literally your front and rear takedown pin, drop it on, you're ready to go, and just use their magazines. 5-round, 10-round, 15-round magazines are available. At this moment right now, they are shipping already.
Very cool.
So,
as far as converting an AR that you already have for a home defense rifle, you got a couple of options. You can get special ammo. Hornady's doing that.
Yes.
Low penetrating critical defense ammo for your AR rifle. Or go this route and use any of the self-defense 410 loads that are out there. That's really exciting stuff.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the 410. You know, I have young children at home. And, you know, what a perfect way to, you know, to train them on something that
you bet.
Is a valid platform while they can still learn the basic skills.
Absolutely.
That's what
really neat.
So Mossberg has done it again here. Remington announced their 870 box-fed magazine.
Yes.
Mossberg has now done that.
Yes.
Seems to be almost like an outrace of who can outdo each other better. And so they have two SBR shorties that are NFA items, but they are classified as AOWs. AOW, all right, $5 tax stamp, still the same waiting period. Go on your trust or if you hire an individual. So they have one in 2 plus 1 capacity, 12 gauge, based on the 590A1. So they get the metal receiver, all right, to get the nice beefy military receiver on there. Folding foregrip on both with a strap, you know, to give you a good handhold. And also announced, but not at the booth, a Shockwave, which, you know, last year Mossberg, as we know, kind of hacked the NFA and found a way to get through that.
Right.
So that was with their Shockwave in 12 gauge. It's now available in 20, which that's been announced a while ago, now in 410.
Cool.
Suggested retail is going to be in the high threes, low fours, depending upon how you order it. There's going to be other stock options as far as finishes are available.
Okay.
They were testing it out just to see how it was going to go, and the response, you know, market-wise, I've been told, has been excellent.
Good.
The company car auto ordinance.
Yep.
I'm liking them, and I had a semi-auto Thompson at one time in 45 ACP.
Okay.
Now available in 9mm.
Yeah.
And that is shipping now. Stick magazines only. I haven't heard anything about 50-round drums, but in 9mm has lightened the gun up considerably since, you know, in the 45 ACP version, it's about a 10-11 pound gun, not even loaded.
Okay.
So, variety of finishes in that will become available. Right now, it's down there. It's in the standard black, you know, fin cut compensator at the end in typical fashion.
Yep.
And the untrained eye can't tell the difference between whether it's 45 ACP or 9 until you pick it up.
Right. Sure.
So. Also, they have a Desert Eagle, which, I mean, who doesn't like the Desert Eagle?
Right.
44 mag.
Always fun.
Color case hardened.
Oh, cool.
It almost looks like a Doug Turnbull special, but
yeah.
It's something that they're doing. I haven't been told if it's a limited edition or it's going to be a main cataloged item, but it looks real nice, and it's the full steel one. It's available in 50 Action Express and available in 44 mag.
Awesome.
Suggested retail on that one is going to be slightly under $2,000.
Very cool.
As it sits.
Yep.
Now, they also do have a line of 1911s, and they actually put Magnum Research on the slides.
Yep.
Well, they have a limited edition of 3. They're kind of prototypes right now. And they are commander-sized 1911s, 45 ACP, have different Cerakote patterns on them. And they have an engraving of We the People on the slide.
Oh, cool.
And on the G10 grips, they customized them for each of those things. And what they did there was they actually put, like, the Articles of the Constitution in the Old English writing, actually on the grips. It's
very cool.
It's functional, but it's
artistic,
yes,
if you will.
It's artistically functional work.
Very cool.
Price to be determined, because they were, in fact, prototypes.
Sure.
Some have gone to people, but... and on the Thompson, by the way, suggested retail is going to be about $1,300 on the 9mm Thompson. On the 6.5 Creedmoor side, now you and I could go on all day.
Love guns
that.
And 6.5
Creedmoor. 6.5 Creedmoor, well, you know, I'm going to give you the credit, because 6.5 Creedmoor was a... caliber I didn't know a whole lot about until you were so kind enough to tell the rest of us out here.
Sure.
This is a good cartridge. You should try it.
Sure.
My father-in-law is teaching me to reload it now. And taking all your advice, well, I look for all things 6.5. So on the 6.5 Creedmoor side, Ruger Scout rifle now available on 6.5
That's
Creedmoor.
Awesome.
And I think that's great.
That's a neat setup.
I think Colonel Cooper, or at least I hope he would approve. Ruger Scout rifle, Springfield M1A, available on 6.5 Creedmoor.
Yes.
And I've never owned an M1A, but now I have another reason to own an M1A, 6.5 Creedmoor. Using all the standard magazines on the M14,
right.
M1A platform, so there's not going to be any changes there that anybody's going to have to worry about. It's like, oh, now I have to change everything. Nope, don't have to. It's ready to go, and we'll be shipping.
Yep.
National match barrel, all standard stuff. Savage, 6.5 Creedmoor in the AR, the MSR platform.
Yep.
How can you go wrong with that? Smith & Wesson is doing it, too.
Yep.
Ruger, 6.5 Creedmoor in their precision rifle. Nothing new there except precision rifle in 22 long rifle.
Yep.
And they're using their Ruger American Action to drop it into that chassis.
Right.
Had my hands on it. They had one with a Ruger can on it. Really nice setup. Can't change out the stock like you can on the regular precision rifle like what I did with mine. But can't beat the price, and it's going to be typical Ruger quality.
Well, and it's another interesting point of fact. It turns out there's more to that particular gun than just training crossover with rimfire. There is actually a long-range rimfire league forming up where guys are shooting out to 300 with 22 long rifle.
A 22 long rifle.
How fun is that? I mean, you know, you take all of the cost away from getting involved in Precision Rifle Series competition, make it accessible to everyone, bring the cost down, and make it something you can do with kids, even young kids.
Yes, because as we have discussed as friends before, part of our social responsibility in the firearms industry and in the outdoor sports is we have to pass the torch to this next generation because, you know, ultimately, nobody gets out alive. We're going to have to do something
right.
And make sure that the next generation is going to be picking this up and running to the end zone with the ball when we give it to them.
That's a fact.
And we have a wonderful influx of female shooters who are doing wonders for the industry, public relations-wise, and the whole idea is to get this industry out and outdoors and bring families into it and keep people shooting, keep people interested and training them correctly. I mean, I have my wife and my 16-year-old stepdaughter here. They're just off camera now, you know, watching this go on. And they're here because, you know, this is the place that you come to find the good information, you know, and other places too. NRA will be coming up in Dallas. You know, we'll be there for that.
Yep.
And as they come up and they get older, well, you know, I'm hoping that they're going to find a home here somewhere and find something that they like that they're going to pick up and run with.
Well,
you know?
It's all about giving everybody the opportunity.
Yes, and on the next thing, I stopped by Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And three new 1911s, a Commander, an Officer, and a full-size, available in black and stainless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, suggested retails on those are going to be about $719.
Okay.
Okay. Three dot sights, 8+1 for the Commander, 6+1 for the Officer. The Spectrum is now shipping. They introduced that last year, but they've made some engineering changes. Those are now shipping in straight black, colors to be released second or third quarter this year.
Awesome.
Suggested retail on those are between $299 and $305.
Perfect.
Okay. 380 ACP six-shot magazine. You get a six-round and a seven-round magazine. Rossi came out. It's under their roof as well. $139 MSRP for a bolt-action 22 and a semi-auto 22.
Gotcha.
Okay, fed from a box magazine, also making it 17 HMR and 22 mag.
Yep.
All right, same price is also $179 for the 22 mag and the 17 HMR. And finally, the old model Taurus 85, which basically was the copy of the old J-frame.
Yep.
They have brought that back. They have replaced the 85 completely with the 856. Six rounds, 38 special plus P, with usable sights, rubber grips, available in black and stainless, and the MSRP is going to be about $329.
There you
go.
And,
you know, for somebody that needs something simple, well, you know, I think that a revolver is still an absolute valid platform. I mean, I know that you do.
Yep.
So
reliable. And, yeah, always works.
Yes, always works. I carried, you know, a 5-shot 38 when I was on duty in law enforcement at one time.
There you
go. It was a backup gun. Never failed me. Thank God I never had to use it.
Well,
it's been a great show. I think that it was full of good surprises and good information.
Yeah.
I thank you very much for having me on. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
You, sir, have outdone yourself. It's yeoman's work to scour the floor, and Jerry's my guy to do it. We'll have more from the SHOT Show 2018. Stay tuned.